This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The U.S. government is scrambling to help the economy amid what amounts to a week-long shutdown due to the coronavirus. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The Senate is under enormous pressure to finish a relief package pitched by the White House that could exceed $1 trillion. Half would go straight to families and individuals. Direct deposited checks that Treasury Chief Steven Mnuchin tells Fox Business Network would amount to $3,000 for a family of four. The rest of the package would prop up businesses and keep employees on the payroll. Some economists say the country's probably already in a recession. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The virus is starting to have an impact on the U.S. job market. We get details from AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
The Labor Department says the number of Americans filing new claims for unemployment benefits surged by 70,000 last week. Both the one-week rise and the total number of applications were far above the levels of the past year, when the jobless rate fell to a century-low 3.5%. Economists predict a surge in layoffs as efforts to contain the spreading coronavirus result in people losing jobs in a variety of industries. Mike Hempen, Washington.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned on Thursday that a global recession is a near certainty. The UN Secretary General said current national responses to the coronavirus pandemic will not address the global scale and complexity of the crisis.
Governments must give the strongest support to the multilateral effort to fight the virus led by the World Health Organization, whose appeals must be fully met.
Guterres said the world is in an unprecedented situation and normal rules no longer apply. This is VOA News. The death toll from the coronavirus in Italy has surpassed 3,400, more than in China, where the outbreak originated. Italy reached the grim milestone on the same day that Wuhan, the original epicenter of the outbreak, recorded no new infections. As Maha Abdeldraoui of Reuters reports, Italy's health system is finding itself overwhelmed.
Footage shot inside Olio Po Hospital in Cremona, Italy on Thursday shows the strain at the front line of the battle, a hospital normally containing 50 beds now housing 120. And that's still not enough. The sound of ventilators feeding oxygen into lungs are heard as patients lie immobile on their beds. Some are able to sit up and signal to nursing staff behind masks. Others lie on their fronts connected to machines, unable to breathe any other way. With cases still rising, the government is considering further restrictions on the limited amount of outdoor movement currently permitted.
That's Maha Abdeldraoui. Grocery stores in Britain are changing their rules amid the coronavirus outbreak demand. AP's Karen Chamas has details.
Panic buying around Britain in reaction to the spread of the coronavirus has left supermarket shelves around the country empty, prompting British supermarket chains to bring in measures to limit customers stockpiling produce. Limitations have been in place to allow elderly and vulnerable people to be able to get the products they need. Tesco, Britain's largest supermarket chain, is limiting customers to 3 items each across its entire product range. And Sainsbury's reserved the first hour of trading in its stores for elderly and vulnerable customers. Karen Chamas, London.
Turkey's defense ministry said Thursday two of its soldiers were killed in Syria's northwestern province of Idlib in a rocket attack by what it called radical groups. Another soldier was wounded in the attack, according to the Turkish defense ministry, adding that its forces had opened fire on targets in the area. Turkey, which backs rebels opposed to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, agreed to a ceasefire with Russia 2 weeks ago after months of fighting displaced nearly 1 million people in Idlib. Moscow supports Syrian government forces. Suspected Islamist militants killed about 30 Malian soldiers on Thursday in an attack on an army base in the country's northeast. The Malian army said in a tweet that the soldiers had died in the strike on the base in the town of Tarkent. On Wall Street, stocks regained some of the ground lost earlier in the week, with the Dow Jones Industrials up 0.95%. The S&P 500 added 0.47%. The NASDAQ climbed 2.3%. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.